picture this. You are playing full court defense, locking your man up, eyes on the waist or the chest, whatever you focused on as a defender. You're trying to get a stop. You're trying to change the momentum to give your team the edge, trying to get a steal in the open court and just make something happen, right? And you're getting, advancing the guy or the girl. They lose the basketball. They regain it. They speed dribble to the right side of the court to try to get a timeout because they're getting heated up right now. And next thing you know, you get laid out by a big man setting a screen that wasn't called for you. How do you feel? How do you feel that somebody didn't call the screen up front? Somebody didn't let you know that there was danger ahead? Somebody let you get blindsided and get clipped? How are you feeling about that part, that you didn't get communication early, loud, continuous, about something that was going on? Sucks. I've been there. If you're a guard, you probably have been there too. And you go off on your big man. You let them have it. That's the same thing that happens, I'm realizing, when we don't communicate up front. Like one time in the last 2 or 3 weeks have I been charged something and not known what the price was up front before going through the service. Like, that happens in the drive-through. That happens often. So it's not like it's a new practice, but unmet expectations are for real and they can make people mad. So without giving too much details, I know that we've ran skills clinics before and have had help with or from other basketball trainers. And at times those basketball trainers don't really communicate up front what they want, or you don't make a deal. Sorry, somebody's driving crazy out here. You don't make a deal with basketball trainers at times up front. And it's much better to have an expectation towards what somebody's going to get paid, how you're going to split the revenue. That's why it's so hard to have partnerships with basketball trainers. Like, first and foremost, basketball trainers want to be on their own as it is. They want to have their own brand. They want to have their own name. They want to feel like they're making more money, even though most don't really know about the finances that come with revenue minus the expenses. And the more they pay themselves, the less they can invest into the business. And it's messy to have a trainer as a partner. And I have not seen it done very often, to be honest with you. Not saying that it is not possible. All that being said, on a very micro level, when you're running a skills clinic, one that we ran maybe last year, we ran a skills clinic and didn't communicate up front what the split would be. Crazy, right? Like, rookie mistake. Did not communicate what the split would be because we didn't know how many athletes would come along. And me trying to be very generous gave the option to the other trainee, the other trainer, what out of the profit after all the expenses were paid, what they wanted to keep. And when I tell you this number, in my opinion, was asinine. Like, oh my gosh, my skin tone is brown, but man, maybe I blashed. That's like a black person blush. Like, I made a crazy face. I went cold in the face. It was bad. And it's happened recently too. And I say recently, maybe a few months ago, but not communicating up front what the breakdown is going to be and not having that clarity is silly. It's not professional and it's not good execution when it comes to the communication. And the only thing I can equate that to is somebody not calling a screen for you. And I'm assuming that it feels the exact same. The way that we felt when we got clipped and blindsided by that screen is how those people felt whenever we gave them a low ball number or gave them a number that they really weren't expecting and hadn't been communicated up front. So this is a little rant just from some personal experiences that I'm so grateful for, because I know I get to grow as a businessman, as a basketball trainer, as a coach, and get to share that stuff with you guys too. Like, what area can you communicate better as a businessman, businesswoman, as a basketball trainer? How can you improve your communication to set the expectations up front so that there is no confusion, that there is only clarity? That's my question for you. Hopefully you guys forgive me for the hiatus is, but I've been doing this. So, hey, please share this with somebody else that you really feel comfortable growing with, that you push, that sharpens you, that's iron to your iron, that would enjoy this podcast episode. I'm about to get on the hustle again. So I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.